Be seated. In Ephesians, we heard that the whole body must grow up into Christ, who is the head, which has always seemed like a rather tall order for me. I don't know how tall Jesus actually was, but the imagery, at least, is that we have a goal of being Christ-like. And that's where I start to believe that the author of Ephesians either didn't have bad days like I do, or had better bad days than I do. Because on my very good days, I only believe that this is a tall order. On my bad days, well, I'm usually not reading Ephesians on my bad days. The whole body must grow into Christ, who is the head. The writer is, of course, talking about the body of the church. And as you listen to this passage, which is one of my favorites, about the unity of the church, you begin to understand that he's talking about an ideal church. And so we'll continue to hear from Ephesians. You'll understand that the author knows that it's an ideal church and not the church we actually encounter most of the time. But the author hasn't given up on this hope, this goal, this ideal, that we are to grow into the body of Christ that is the work of the church. But let's back up first. If you listen to the opening passages of it, and you know your Book of Common Prayer very well, you begin to understand what writers mean when they say that good writers borrow from one another and great writers steal outright. The writers of the Book of Common Prayer were great writers when they had good days. So go look at page 299. It's the opening sentences for the baptismal service. And there you read Ephesians 4, 4 through 6. Can I borrow this for a second? Thank you. There is one body and one spirit. There is one hope in God's call to us. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. This is how our church sets up baptism, our entry into this life in this church, with its very tall order of business ahead of it. We've always understood that we aren't baptized as Episcopalians or into our local church. We're baptized as Christians, as followers of Christ. We're baptized with this same one baptism that we all share, even and perhaps especially when we don't agree with one another. And that it is this same unity that the author of Ephesians is reminding us of, even in that very early church he's writing to, that we need to work on. And then we continue with the baptismal service and its other high ideals, as is appropriate. And the author of Ephesians continues to describe the church. The church we should all hope to find. One that is united. One where everyone has their own distinct and different task, but where we can work together. And one where we can grow up into the body of Christ. Which is a hard enough job on a good day, isn't it? So, today we also heard Jesus reminding us that he is the bread of life, that this body of Christ we grow into is the bread we eat at communion, that this goal of being the church is something we say yes to, not just in baptism, but every week when we come back to church, every time we say yes to doing something simple or complicated or just demanding for God, that this life we live in as Christians is about continually remembering that we are growing into something bigger than we are. Augustine, Saint Augustine of Hippo, who is one of my favorite controversial subjects in history, but on Eucharist, he had a few things right. He had a lot of other things right, unfortunately, sometimes. One of the things he said about Eucharist was that we are to behold what we are and receive what we become. That in the bread, the common bread, the common cup, there is something of what we already are. That we are already united together in this. And this Eucharistic feast is a reminder to us of that. And that in receiving it, we are supposed to allow it to help us become that more fully, to help us grow into that body of Christ a little bit more easily. Because, as Augustine well knew, it's not always easy, is it? No. Some days it's really difficult. Some days it's just really tiring. So we come back here. We come back together. And some days, that's not really easy either. We come back to behold what we are and to receive what we are to become. To remember that this is the body we are growing into. To remember that every time we say yes to that, to Ephesians' image of the body of Christ we are growing into, with Christ as its head, to Augustine's vision of the Eucharist, to our own community. Every time we say yes to Jesus in the midst of all of that, that Jesus has already said yes to us. Again and again and again, Jesus has already said yes. Which doesn't make it easier, but does make it possible. Amen.